Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm really glad you're here. I think you're going to be glad you joined us because we got our good buddy Jack Mitchell back on the show. Jack is a longtime member of our Brain Trust and just an outstanding resource for us. He's a real live small business owner, just like you and me. He's the president, CEO, and second generation of his parents who who founded Mitchell's Clothing Store. And in the beautiful state of Connecticut, and now it's called Mitchell's Richards, and they sell really fine clothing to the tri-state area. And along the way, Jack learned a few things about taking care of customers, and he decided it was worthy of a book, and he was right. The book is called Hug Your Customers, and then it became Hug Your People. That's the second book, and I'm happy to say that we helped him launch that first book on the show. Jack Mitchell, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim, very, very much. Good morning.
It's good to have you back, as always.
Thrilled to be back.
Jack, is the hugging culture is something that you created. I said earlier before you got here, I tip my hat to you because, you know, in the face of a culture that's a work environment where hugging is sort of almost politically incorrect, you say, you know, doggone it, we need to talk about this. We need to talk about loving up our customers and making sure they know how much we care about them. And you redefined the hug and put it back into the marketplace, and I appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Jim. You know, of course a hug can be a bear hug, and we can talk about the whether it's politically correct. For us, it candidly is. A hug is obviously a metaphor, just so everybody out there understands that.
Yeah.
It's any, you know, tiny or large, in many cases, you know, act or deed that touches the customer or touches the person, and
mm-hmm.
and when that happens, that human connection that we all know and feel happens. And when that happens, then in the case of the customers, then these customers truly become, you know, really loyal, you know, customers for life. They trust us, and when that happens, they become, that's part of the hugging culture.
When it gets to the point where. And this is something I love reminding people about the Robert Ringer's book Winning Through Intimidation and Looking Out for Number One.
Yeah.
When he said winning through intimidation, he didn't mean being big and mean and aggressive with people. He meant basically he didn't say it your way, but if he had, he would have said hugging up your customers so much that they're intimidated not to do business with you. They don't want to lose. They're afraid of losing whatever you've given them.
Right. Well, you know, I say in the Hug Your People book, which is hugging your employees, hugging your associates, that you know, what I do and all of us do here in our stores is with our folks is, you know, you can go to a person and this, our HR people say it's certainly fine. You can say, how about a hug? And if the person doesn't want a hug, you know, then you can go to a handshake or a high five.
Yeah.
But 9 times out of 10, the associate or the customer literally will give you a bear hug. And if it's, you know, especially if you do it in front of people, it's not hidden,
right,
it's transparent.
Right.
And, you know, it just feels good. As I think I shared with you, you know, many times ago, my brother Bill is the world-class hugger. Bill, my brother, is second generation also. And you either sort of, you know, it's either a natural thing to bear hug or not. And I really wasn't, you know, a real natural. I mean, I've obviously, you know, been married 48 years and we have kids and so forth, so I did a little hugging along the way.
Little hugging, okay.
But you know what? I do it now because, as you say, this is my thing is the hugging, and it's amazing how much better I feel when.
How do your customers let's talk about when you deal with customers. Yeah. I want you to remind people what you've done this last year as we've all dealt with this economy. Have you had to redefine hugging, or have you just put it on steroids? Have you just said?
Yeah, we put it on steroids. Really, I mean, yeah. I think that's the way we've tried to do it. We just tried to raise the bar in every single way. We tried to be even kinder and nicer and more understanding, and we didn't. Those customers that, you know, may have lost their jobs or may have had to put a real hold on coming in, we would just call them and say, how you doing?
We miss you.
We miss you a lot, you know, and come on in for a cup of coffee or a cup
of
tea.
Come to see us even if you can't buy anything.
Right, exactly. Or come to this. So, you know, we, as you know, because you've been to our stores, we have mm-hmm. candidly very attractive stores, and they're larger than not. And so we can do charity events. Come to this charity event and, you know, come on in and be part of the community. And, you know, that it candidly works. It isn't, it just, it makes, it's like your family, you know. We have Thanksgiving or Hanukkah or Christmas every day here, you know.
Did your employees, how did your employees step up to the table? How have they stepped up to the table during this tough year?
Of being part of the team, it really was remarkable. I mean, we had our sons, who are now actually co-presidents of the business, Bob and Russ. They, every month we did something called the New Reality, a PowerPoint presentation to everybody in our three stores. And we were very open as to where we were. The tsunami definitely affected us.
So you actually sat down with your employees and said, this is what's happening, this is how it's affecting us,
and this is how it's going to affect all of us. We definitely had to look at all the expenses every dime.
Right.
But we didn't cut anything out that touched the customer.
Mm-hmm.
We got wonderful support from our vendors, our designers, that the products that we sell, I mean, they hugged us when we needed them. And you know, we really truly do have partnerships that, and again, I do believe candidly that it's because we have built these personal, this is a big mm-hmm. point in my books, Jim, as you know, the personal relationships that we've had with the Zegna family, the Canali family, with Giorgio Armani, with Ralph Lauren. I mean, those are we know these people. They're our friends.
Right.
It sounds so corny because most of the other stores are beating them up for markdown money, and we like all those things too, but it's a matter of working it out as part really.
Well, see, the thing that's got to come out of all this, the thing people like you and me and our small business audience out there, Jack, what's got to come out of all this is we've got to get back to relationships.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I think when relationships break down, that's when some of the bad stuff has a chance to take hold.
Absolutely.
And I think that's the reason why I like your message, and because I think your message, your hugging message, is a way to, you know, to create those relationships. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're right back after these messages with our good friend Jack Mitchell. His new book is called Hug Your People. The first one is Hug Your Customers. You really need both of them. 20 after. Stay with us.
I said, doctor, Mr. MD, doctor, now can you tell me what
children play in the park, they don't know.
Little Chicago bringing us back. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out. We hope you'll use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. Lots of stuff there. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions and get answers. You can check out my blog, subscribe to my newsletter. You got 5 seconds? We got something you can do there. You got 15 minutes? We got something you can do there. You got, or anything in between under the small business sun. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Jack Mitchell is our guest, folks. He's our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Hug Your Customers and his newest book, Hug Your People, which, Jack, tell us how we can find your book and how we can find you and your company.
Well, of course, you can find the book on Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com, or I'd always like to say you can hopefully go to your local bookstore and you can have it, or you can get it. Or you can go on my website, which is HugYourCustomer.com or HugYourPeople.com. And it links right into one of those. Or if you want to buy a lot of copies, Jim, which of course a lot of companies have done.
Yep.
Like with your books, you can email me, and I love to personalize books.
Absolutely.
And there's nothing like, and what's happened, as you know, without just so thrilling for me. I mean, several companies, many companies, candidly, have bought many books, and they're using that as sort of a guide or
right.
a manual or whatever. It's a very easy read, as you know. It's all about stories. It's not a textbook like some professors write, and those always have good ideas in them. I'm not saying
right.
you shouldn't read them, but mine is very easy read.
It's in plain English, no question.
Plain English, right. It's all stories about real stories.
That's right. Hey, Jack, talk to us about some of the rubber meets the road things that you guys are doing to hug up your customers during the economy emerges out of a recession, and as companies like yours and other small business owners are literally the engine that's bringing us out of this thing.
Right.
What are you guys doing? Give us some examples.
Well, conceptually, one of the things we believe as your listeners are, we're local. We're a family business, third generation. We're local. We're up against the wonderful stores like Neiman Marcus and Saks and Barney's that are literally, an hour away in New York City or another mall. So we're stressing in everything that we do that we are the locals, that we're the place that you can come and you can buy quality merchandise. We candidly sell expensive merchandise, as you know. And for a long time, people sort of loved the idea of buying luxe and luxury products. Now we're stressing that there's quality in every price point, whether it's a $100 sweater or a $1,000 sweater. We believe you can trust us. We're the locals. And all our marketing is geared around that. All our messages are geared around that. So the message can be delivered. By the way, we just have a new website, Jim, which is MitchellRichards.com. You go onto our website, you can see all of the new marketing materials that we have, and it's all stressing local, shop with us, quality, price points, and then we always put our people, our associates are always in our heads and our family, so it demonstrates that we're about people selling real products to real people, and we're local. And so that transcends everything. So we obviously do that with emails. We do it with phone calls. We do it with personalized notes.
Mm-hmm.
Anything. We try to determine, as you know, whether customers like to be communicated by email. Most of us have BlackBerry.
So you ask them, don't you? You ask them how they want to be contacted.
Right. I mean, some people love the BlackBerry, which I happen
right.
to. Some people think it's the world's worst thing to having all this technology. So you can write them little notes.
Right.
Or everybody, by the way, I believe everybody appreciates a personalized note with a real ink pen.
Yeah.
I say that in my book. You don't have to write them every day, but when was the last time you got a nice thank you note from somebody?
You rip it open because it's just for you.
Yeah.
Everybody does it. You're exactly right. Everybody
does. James, it says Jim, or John is my name, it says Jack.
Mm-hmm.
And it when that happens, they say, well, you know what? These people are nice. Maybe I'll go shopping again.
Right.
That isn't the reason. It's really hard to communicate.
Well,
here's the thing that
you guys have learned, Jack,
it's part of who we are. It's our DNA.
That I've talked about for a long time, and that is that people can buy clothes lots of different places.
Yeah, of course.
They can get great service lots of different places. The only thing that's unique about your company and the relationship that you have with your customers is how they feel about doing business with you.
Exactly.
How you've made them feel about doing business with you.
Right.
That's the only unique thing.
Customer relationship management or marketing, which is a big, these big buzzwords, mm-hmm. CRM, I put the personalization before the C. So if you personalize the customer relationship, then you're hugging.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's part of the hugging mm-hmm. culture. And it's amazing whether they be, again, I'm just a name drop, I mean, Matt Lauer or Al Roker or Brian Cashman, who's the general manager of the Yankees. I know a little controversial for many people, but when mm-hmm. when you say hi, Brian, or you say hi, Al, or you say hi, Matt, candidly, Tony Blair shopped with us year ago, or 18 months ago. And, I was easily, Mr. Prime Minister says, call me Tony. Well, when those things happen, that's what people want,
that's what friends
are all about. You don't address a friend, Mr. Mm-hmm. Blaffingame.
That's exactly right, and those are the kinds of things. That's all part of the hugging culture that Jack's talking about, and that Jack's encourages you through his books and through his message with us and through his companies to make this connection, because it's more in the future. I think more and more, Jack, it's not marketing; it's connection.
Of course, and you know my dad, and this is, I've said it many, many times
quick,
in my
quick,
mom.
I gotta go.
Goodbye.
No, I know you. Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, I'll let you finish that one next time. Hey, Jack, thanks for being here. I appreciate you being here very much.
Jim, thank you so much.
As always,
thank you.
Hug your customers. Hug your people. Jack Mitchell, you got to check these books out, folks. Good stuff. And put .coms on the end. You can find the websites. Gonna take a quick break. Right back after these messages. 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.